Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer. Today, we are still at the Iron Room in Atlantic City during the Triple Play Realtor Convention. Right now, we're joined by Michelle Ravelli and John Bucci from Evident Title. Follow Evident Title online. Actually, I'm bad at multitasking. What's your Instagram? Is it at Evident Title?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yes.
That was an easy one. EvidentTitle.com.
And we are at the correct Iron Room now.
That's right. Yeah. You guys had like a sweet little detour. Your driver took you to the old Iron Room.
That's right.
Which is, it sat by itself completely outside of town.
It is not close to here.
Well, you know, we were on the way and John goes, Michelle, how far away did you say it was? I think we're like out of Atlantic City now.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
And I was like,
Not close.
That's kind of like one of the vacation movies. I can't think of. Is it Vegas Vacation or the original where they end up like in some weird neighborhood?
Yes. That's literally our lives.
I went to Sesame Place with my kid 3 weeks ago on a weekday, only to find out they're not open on weekdays after.
Labor Day. World epic fail.
Oh, yeah. Tickets in my pocket. $100
down. What are you going to do?
That's awesome. All right. So did you guys have a booth at the Triple Play Convention or a little table, anything, or are you just making the rounds?
We were just making the rounds, seeing a lot of clients, chatting with people.
That's
so
cool.
It seemed to be a really, really good turnout this year. A lot of people down here. So. Yeah.
How boozed up are real estate agents at this thing?
How bruised up?
Boozed.
Oh, well, probably both, actually. Yeah. From the booze.
Right? You guys should get koozies for next year. Just be like, here, take this.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
It actually, a couple, like a year ago, it was like one of the wildest scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was like the lobby of the casino. It was just like...
The people watching is amazing.
It is amazing. But of course, you title officers keep it low-key, right?
Obviously.
You weren't out there tearing
fly under the radar.
Exactly.
Like the entire title business.
Right.
Right? Oh, my God.
You're not wearing sunglasses because you were tearing it up last night, are you?
Right.
Well, you calling me out, Evan? I don't know. It could be.
That's because of the sun. You got a bad
I think
angle.
I was out till like 2 a.m., which is early compared to
a normal night.
Like,
yeah.
My gosh.
I've just learned Atlantic City never closes. You can booze at 8 o'clock in the morning if you want to booze.
Wow. And people were. I saw some people sitting in the bar this morning drinking wine. I'm like, I don't even know how you're doing that right now. Like, just me looking. I was like, I can't even look. I got to put blinders on.
That is nuts. So what's going on? What's your take on the, what's the pulse of the convention so far for you?
Like I said, it seems like there's a lot of people down here. Mm-hmm. You know, the past couple of years, it seems like each year is kind of building a little bit more.
Right.
There's a lot of activity, so we're excited about next year.
That's cool.
You know, the market is in New Jersey is really, really poised for a lot of transactions, a lot of growth.
Right.
And we should see some values, I think, start to increase over the next year. So it's an exciting time to be in real estate in New Jersey.
That's cool.
Values where?
Home prices.
Oh, okay. Like, but I was thinking, is there any markets in particular that you guys are thinking about?
Just in general now, you know, in Jersey. You know,
John's
first time home buying.
He's market. Shaking down everyone. So what's the name of the street you're buying on? Right. Like, where?
I want the info, man.
Yeah. He's like, wait a second. He's like, so where should I be buying?
I would not buy the old Iron Room, you know, over there. I wouldn't
recommend that area. But, I don't think it's booming there.
But there are some places where I'm like, how could this go up any further, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really more like the first time home buyer in that second home market is really, you know, where there's a lot of competition, interest rates are really low. So, you know, when it comes to competition and more people being able to afford those lower priced houses, the competition, the bidding is going to start happening, and that's going to start pushing those bottom tier houses up. You know, on the top end of the market with, you know, the salt tax, the state and local tax, you're not getting the deduction in New Jersey, you know, and Connecticut, New York, some of those those higher tax areas, you know, some of those higher priced homes are kind of sitting. But, you know, that whole, you know, entry level into the market is really going to see a lot of activity, I think, over this next year. And right. Hopefully it continues.
Rumson's not going up.
Right. Yeah. There's not that much, you know, competitive bidding going on there.
Yeah. Right. But,
yeah, so I think it's going to be, you know, there'll be a lot of units that, that turn over, and interest rates are still at record lows, and it's a great time to buy. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, obviously, the convention's going on down here, but you also got teamed up with Sacman Realty to help organize a little Orange Loop tour down here.
Yeah.
You guys do a good amount of business in AC. What's
we're just starting to scratch the surface now, and that's kind of why we're here, to do the Orange Loop, see what's going on, check the activity out.
Right.
You know, look at the different developments, and you know.
I'm going to an auction next week down here. You guys want to come roll by a couple of crack shacks with me?
Right. well, you know, after the tour, you know, maybe we'll get in on it.
Yeah, we probably drove by a few. Right.
It's always safest after dark.
Yeah, now that they lost their anchor tenant over there, the Iron Room's gone.
Right, I know.
The whole neighborhood's
The anchor.
There you go. Man.
That's pretty funny. So, Michelle, have you been down here very often? Like, because we just talked to Pat Fasano, who does a lot in Asbury.
Right.
He's telling us, like, the similarities between Asbury and AC. Like, I'm wondering if you noticed the same thing.
I don't spend that much time down here. I feel like I really only come for the real estate-related conventions.
Right.
When I do come, because I feel like after those conventions, I'm like, ooh.
I got to get out of this
town. I got to put it in my rear view for like a little while, and then the next one rolls around. So I don't spend as much time down here, but probably as we've expanded our
You guys look like Tanger Outlet people.
Like what?
You look like Tanger Outlet folks. Who doesn't like a good deal on a vest?
Right?
It's funny you mentioned the rear view. I have this ingrained in my memory. It was like in college leaving Mardi Gras.
Right.
And just seeing the Superdome in New Orleans in the back, in the rear view. It was like, I never want to see this town again.
Yeah. See, so you know the feeling.
I do.
But no,
now imagine having to go back there annually.
But as we're expanding more south and, you know, working with more people down this way, obviously we'll have more business reasons to come down separate from conventions. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Probably more in the future.
All right. So one thing we've asked everyone about, because we're at the end of the year, obviously, is kind of give us your recap on 2019. Let's, you know, from maybe a title perspective, and then any predictions or things you see happening in 2020.
I mean, as a whole, for our business, you know, our numbers were up. We had more units turnover year over year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is exciting. And I, like I said, I really just see that continued trend of, you know, 2020, that entry level, first time home buyer, second house, you know, marketplace is really where there's, you know, going to be the continued competition and the pushing on pricing. And like I said, on the high end of the market, you know, there's not that many people going for that million plus house as much anymore.
You know what I'm wondering? Down here, we talked a little bit about it when we were with Clipper Man. What type of first time home buyer credits are in Atlantic City? It's got to be able to cover like the down payment because it's such a low entry point.
Totally.
You know?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of loan programs now, whether VA or, you know, USDA or, you know, there's different types of programs where people really don't have to put that much down to get into a house. And, you know, when you're buying a house,
$60,000,
a lot of options. Yeah,
veterans love gambling, so this is the perfect market for them.
That's a good point.
Get that guaranteed
income.
You know
what? That's a really good point.
Wheeze on down here, drain the free coffee.
Oh man, that's funny.
Oh goodness.
I don't know if that's going to catch on as an advertising campaign for.
It's more of a word of mouther.
Right.
Totally. How about you, Michelle? Any like recap of 2019 and what you're looking forward to in 2020?
Well, I mean, you know, we opened up our Asbury office location in 2019. So that was huge growth for us, a very exciting time. And so I think we're just building on that.
Some
and like I said,
it's starting to really catch on. So that's exciting.
So yeah, it's really nice having that location and just expanding more Monmouth and Ocean County. And then obviously, like we were just discussing, maybe more down this way as well.
Yeah. Right. That's cool. Yeah, you guys got a great spot in Asbury.
Oh, you can't beat it, right?
It's a killer. It's a beautiful building. You got a little open house coming up for the holidays, right? Can we talk about that and tell everyone just to crash
it? Or is that well, that's at our Cedar Grove location.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Although after the new year, we'll be setting up some more stuff because, you know, we host the Continue Educations, which we've hosted together. So we'll be doing more events like that in 2020 as well.
That's awesome.
Different exciting things.
Sweet. You know. I mean, since we're doing it in Asbury, maybe we could get Springsteen at our next one. What do you think? Should we try that? Should
why not, right? Do it at the Stone Pony? I'm in.
Or at least the nerds.
You're the one with the music contact, so I'll leave that part to you.
I got a lead on a great stand-up comedian.
There you go.
Great pushes.
You could really offend like all the realtors.
That's great. That's great. Keeps them on their toes.
Yeah, let's not forget where these people came from, all right?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Any realtor who's been at it for 30 years is a failed hairdresser.
I had him.
That's funny.
I had him at my own event, and he managed to insult my parents. So, like, no one's off.
You know
no one's off limits.
That's all right.
Heavily.
In his defense, he didn't know they were my parents at the time. He just picked them out.
Right.
Out of the audience.
And you're like, by the way, that was mom and dad that you called out in there. We get along well then.
Mom slapped me in the face lovingly, but slapped me in the face.
That was awesome.
We get along well then, because I feel like I have close to zero filter. You could probably attest to that.
That's awesome. All right, cool. I appreciate you guys popping by.
Yeah, thank you, of course.
Thank you for organizing the Orange Loop Tour together with Sacramento Realty.
See you, man.
Good to see you. So we appreciate you guys putting this together, and let's get out and get on the Orange Loop.
I know, right? Get some fresh air. It's nice out.
Yeah, totally.
God damn it,
it's exciting. So once again, John and Michelle, check out Evident Title, evidenttitle.com, and on Instagram at Evident Title.
That's right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.